Good morning. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I have the honor to welcome everyone here to the inauguration of Mike Kaufman as Colorado's 35th Secretary of State. I'd like to begin with an invocation from the Reverend Paul Kottke.
Good morning. I'm Senior Pastor at University Park United Methodist Church. As a Christian pastor, I want to offer this prayer with two thoughts in mind. First, that it is not the role of any one religion to control the political process, but rather to hold up the best of who we can be and to call forth the recognition that we gather here in a sacred way. The second is that I offer this prayer in a way that will honor all the religious traditions that exist within the state of Colorado. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the light of your wisdom shine through the endeavors of this public office in the days and the years to come. For truly you are the God of the public square, even as you are God of sacred sanctuaries. Every place, whether it is a house of worship, or in the deep quiet places of personal piety, or in the halls and chambers of government, are indeed sacred places because you are there with your blessing. Grant your guidance on these public servants gathered here in this public space. May each and every one of them be devoted to bringing forth the best of governance, so that all may have the opportunity to thrive and know the abundance of life. This morning, I ask a particular blessing for Mike Kaufman, the newly elected and to be installed Secretary of State, and as well a blessing for his staff, his wife Cynthia. Grant them all health and strength for the task that awaits. Grant them clarity of vision. Grant them resolve. For truly they serve at the very core of our government process, the right and the access of all citizens of the state of Colorado to vote. Above all, may they know the genuine joy and deep satisfaction of being servants of your will and your grace. This we pray in the name of wisdom, sacred perseverance, and holy community. Amen.
We're honored to have with us this morning Colorado Supreme Court Justice Allison Ide, who will now administer the oath of office to Mr. Kaufman, followed by an address by Secretary Kaufman.
I just wanted to say just a couple of things before we started. Secretary-elect Kaufman has asked me to ceremonially swear him in this morning. And as you know, there will be a swearing in later on today. The question has been raised, why do a ceremonial swearing in? And I think the reason is it allows the Secretary-elect to affirm and to promise and pledge in front of all of you that he will follow the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Colorado. And that's a wonderful opportunity for him to do that, and also for you to be here to be witnesses, so you can hold it to that promise. So that's why you're here today. So with that, we're just going to go ahead with the oath. We have Mrs. Kaufman holding the Bible. Please raise your right hand. I, Mike Kaufman, do solemnly swear by the ever-living God. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the State of Colorado.
And of the State of Colorado.
And will faithfully perform the duties.
And will faithfully perform the duties.
Of the Office of Secretary of State of the State of Colorado.
Of the Office of Secretary of State of the State of Colorado.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. First of all, thank you, Reverend Paul Cocke, for the opening prayer, and thank you, Justice Allison Ide, for presiding over this ceremony. It's a great honor to be before you today and to be sworn in as Colorado's 35th Secretary of State. Today marks another step for me in what has been a long career of public service to the state of Colorado and to our nation. I would like to take the opportunity now to introduce a couple of people who have had a significant role in my life, particularly as a young adult. First is my mother, who never tired of lecturing me during my formative years on the importance of the values of honor, integrity, courage, and duty to country. My long career in public service actually began when I was 17 years old, just after my junior year of high school, when my reluctant parents gave their required permission for me to enlist in the United States Army. My father, a retired Army Master Sergeant, tried to persuade me that I needed to sign up for 3 years to get a guaranteed assignment versus a 2-year enlistment where the Army would decide what my military occupational specialty would be. My father served his first 10 years in the military in the infantry. Having been wounded in combat, I think he wanted something a little safer for his son. I assured my father that the Army recruiter had promised me that I could sign up for only 2 years and I wouldn't have to serve in the Army infantry. I served for the next 2 years in the Army infantry. My mother was deeply disappointed at my decision to drop out of high school in favor of military service and made me promise someday I would finish high school. I'm grateful for her assistance. Fortunately, 1 year after enlisting, I was able to earn a high school diploma through an Army program, thus fulfilling my promise to my mother. My mother, Dorothy Cocke, please stand. Now, after a tour in the U.S. Army, I came back home to attend the University of Colorado, where I continued my military service as a member of a Judge Advocate General's detachment of the United States Army Reserve. When I first met my commanding officer, at that time, an Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel, whose leadership would later inspire me for a career in the military, he sternly lectured me on the high standards of his unit and his expectations of me as a young soldier. My former commanding officer, retired Brigadier General Bernard Thorne, is with us today. Brigadier General Thorne, could you please stand? However, General Thorne, I think your vision of my military career didn't include me transferring from the United States Army Reserve to the United States Marine Corps as an infantry officer. There are a large number of vital responsibilities bestowed upon the Colorado Department of State that are handled by many talented and dedicated employees in the licensing, business, information technology, administration, and by the Elections Division. However, given the public's focus on elections and the need to restore confidence in them, my initial focus will be with the Elections Division in my role as the Chief Elections Officer of Colorado. Recently, I had the opportunity to serve in Iraq with the United States Marine Corps, where I helped coordinate support for the Iraqi election effort in some of the toughest parts of the country. I will never forget an incident during the constitutional referendum in October 2005 when insurgents attacked one of the Iraqi polling centers that I was responsible for. An Iraqi poll worker was wounded in the attack. He suffered from a shrapnel wound to his leg. The Marines who were providing area security in the vicinity of the polling site immediately moved in to evacuate the wounded Iraqi poll worker. Poll worker refused to be taken away from his polling site and chose instead to continue to perform his duties until the polls closed at 5 o'clock. He wanted to make sure that every Iraqi citizen who had the courage to come out and exercise their right to vote that day had the opportunity to do so. Helping run elections in Iraq taught me the extraordinary value that citizens from any part of the world, when given the opportunity, place on articulating their political aspirations peacefully through the ballot box. In memory of the Marines who I have known, who have given their lives in defense of our freedoms, the most sacred one being the right to vote, I will always vigorously defend the right to vote of every American citizen who calls Colorado their home. The Secretary of State oversees elections in the state of Colorado. As a chief elections officer, I will never work to shape or influence the outcome of an election. I will always stand above partisan politics and will be equally fair to all political parties and interest groups, regardless of my personal beliefs. My only concern will be that our electoral processes are fair, honest, transparent, and accountable. I look forward to working with the legislature on campaign finance reforms to make sure that all spending on political campaigns meets that test of being transparent and accountable to the voters. I look forward to working with county clerks all across the state of Colorado to make sure that our elections are fair and honest, and that we can be confident that the results are accurate and can always be audited if called into question. I believe that representative government works best when the voice of every citizen is heard. There is a special place in my heart for those who historically have not had a voice in government. My goal will be to reach out to them, inform them about why it is important for them to become full participants in our government, to encourage them to register to vote, and finally, to vote. It is an honor to be elected as Colorado's 35th Secretary of State. I look forward to working with each and every one of you. God bless all of you. God bless the great state of Colorado. And God bless the United States of America.
Again, I want to thank everybody for coming. I neglected to mention we're broadcasting over the internet, I think, so I'm sure we have other listeners as well. It's obviously standing room only. Our office has planned a reception in honor of Secretary Kaufman, and I think we'll be able to move these doors, I believe, and there'll be refreshments behind these doors. But now is an opportunity for everyone to speak with Mr. Secretary Kaufman and meet his family. And so, again, I thank everyone for coming. Thank you very much. Thank you.